Yellowstone, a series starring Kevin Costner as the patriarch of a Montana ranching family, has completed three seasons, filming around the Wasatch Bank with production based at Park City's Utah Film Studios. But for the fourth season, the production decided to move to Montana. Virginia Pierce, director of the Utah Film Commission, said the state's incentive program didn't have enough funding to further support the series.
You know, when the time came to look at season four, we were not able to provide the funds that they had been getting for the first three seasons. So they qualify for our top end of our program, which is 25% back on what they spend in state. So anything that is paid to a Utah vendor or Utah crew counts towards that incentive. But it's, as I said, it's a large production. You know, they're spending $30 million a season in Utah. And, you know, we have a finite amount of funds. So unfortunately, we were not able to sustain that level of support. And at the end of the day, they had to go looking elsewhere for that.
She said the amount of money in their incentive program is set by state law.
So in the statute, it caps the program at $6.79 million a year. And that's a fiscal year, which starts in July for us. And then we also have a small cash program, which usually helps the local filmmakers. We have a program called the Community Film Incentive Program that's specifically built for local productions, and that is about $1 million a year. You know, all in, we've got close to $9 million.
Pierce said this comes while New Mexico has increased their incentive program to $100 million annually. California offers $330 million a year, and Montana itself just approved a program offering up to $10 million. But the state is continuing to offer incentives for productions ranging from independent films to a high school musical series from Disney.
It's always a balance to try to figure out the most sustainable approach to the incentive program and ensure a balance of out-of-state and local productions that can use the incentives.
Pierce said that direct spending from TV and film production increased 24% from 2018. Employment in that sector increased 27%, and they calculate that a dollar spent for those activities generates $14 for the state's GDP. Of course, COVID brought production activities to a halt this spring. Pierce said filming activity is beginning to resume, especially with independent productions.
We are pretty much up and running again. With the smaller film productions, it is easier to get up off the ground. We've got smaller crews. They're able to distance themselves a little bit more. We have some really great recommendations on our website for filmmakers, and we've been working really closely with the Department of Health to make sure that we've got some good standards and policies for people to follow.
For September, the Film Commission approved five projects, spending a total, Pierce said, of about $6 million. The state is providing funding incentives, adding up to $1 million. She said three of the film projects are financed under the Community Film Incentive Program. Funding also went to the CW Network fantasy adventure series The Outpost. Pierce said the show divides its production between European locations and Utah, in particular Utah County. Finally, they're assisting a biblical series, The Chosen, normally filmed in Texas. Pierce said filming will take place in Goshen, where the LDS Church built a Jerusalem set. Pierce said the productions are a big contributor to the state's economy.
You know, in the past 3 years, we've had about, you know, somewhere between $60 and $80 million spent by film productions in state. And, you know, we've had such great success bringing, obviously, the larger productions like Yellowstone, and I hear from Park City residents and some county residents of really how they benefit from that, you know, whether it be they're renting out rooms at a hotel or spending money in restaurants and that trickle-down effect.
Virginia Pierce, director of the Utah Film Commission. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.